Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's short word, I want to speak to you about the power of God's words. And I want to give you a familiar verse, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, but I'm going to read it to you from the J.B. Phillips translation. Ready? Here's how Hebrews 4:12 reads in the J.B. Phillips. It says this: "For the word of God that speaks is alive and active. It cuts more keenly than any two-edged sword. It strikes through to the place where soul and spirit meet, to the innermost intimacies of a man's being. It exposes the very thoughts and motives of a man's heart." In 1787, King George III of England commissioned a ship to sail to the South Pacific to transplant fruit trees to barren islands. Many of the crew fell in love with the native women they found on those islands, and they were reluctant to leave when the mission was done. The sailors mutinied and set the captain and 18 others adrift in an open boat. The small boat somehow made it home, and a ship was dispatched to capture the mutineers. They captured many, but 9 of the mutineers escaped. They took with them 6 native men, 10 native women, and a girl of 15. They found an isolated island in the South Pacific and settled there. What followed is what the Encyclopedia Britannica called a hell on earth. Their experiment of a new society on that island was a dismal failure. There was nothing like a family structure, but many children were born. One of the failed sailors started distilling liquor, and most of the men became violent and unproductive. Before long, all the native men were dead, as were the sailors, except one, and there was no way off the island. Did you get the picture? One man was left alone with a group of frightened, disturbed native women and a crowd of mixed-race children. In a sailor's chest, he found a book, and he began to read it. His life was changed. He was moved to repentance, and he taught that book to the children. Over the years, the children grew and were married. More children were born, and the community prospered under the guidance of that book. Nearly 20 years later, the United States ship Topaz came and observed the community of people on that isolated island. The people were happy and prosperous. Family structures were established and children were growing up well. There was no jail, there was no hospital, there was no insane asylum. There was no illiteracy, no crime, and no disease. There was no liquor, and the island was 100% Christian. Now, that ship that King George sent out in 1787 has been made famous by a movie. The movie was called The Mutiny on the Bounty. But the most amazing thing about the story is how the last survivor of the Mutiny on the Bounty saw the island transformed from a hell on earth to a stable, blessed, prospering community. How did it happen? It happened through the power of God's word, because it's living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Let God's word, the Bible, work on you and in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.